And so let's begin. So we are starting by stopping, doing less and being more. So I invite you to keep your eyes open, at least for just a little bit as you start out. So your attention is not only on yourself, but also kind of wide and out into the space around you. Once you're settled, just take a few moments to adjust to being on the ground or wherever you are, and simply be aware of your breath lightly moving in and out through your nose. Think to yourself, I am free to simply be. So a key body intelligence skill is this ability to think constructively, to consciously shift your awareness and give yourself little messages, you might call them invitations, thoughts rather than actions, designed to help you improve the quality of your experience of yourself in the moment, mind and body, helping you to, even just for a moment, let go of stress and excess tension, to help subtract the unnecessary. So simply allow these thoughts to pass through your system without forcing, straining, or judging on how well you're doing. You don't have to make anything happen. You have nothing to do right now. So the first thing is to notice your connection with the ground beneath you. You can be aware of those parts of your body that are actually making contact with the floor, and in particular, maybe your weight-bearing points of contact. So for those of you lying down, that would be the soles of your feet, the back of your pelvis, your lower back, your elbows or arms, your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage, and the back of your head resting on the books. Know that you are supported. So even though you are resting, it's normal for us to still sort of hang on to tensions from when we've been up and about and doing, so as if you're still holding yourself up somehow. So remind yourself that you're not upright right now, that you are supported by the floor beneath you. Allow gravity to help coax the muscles of your back to release as you rest on the ground. You can think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. As you are aware of your contact with whatever you are resting on, take time to also notice the spaces between you and that support. So for those of you lying down, you'll notice the space beneath your neck, a small space between the small of your back and the floor, spaces under your arms, and even the spaces between or under your fingers and toes. So now expand that awareness to include the space that is all around you, above and below, in front, behind, and to either side. Think to yourself, I am free to notice the space all around me. As you breathe in and out, be aware of your back resting on the ground in the space all around you. There is nothing you have to do right now. So let's do a little scan of your body. Just quickly, and notice any places that you are feeling maybe tight or uncomfortable or even in pain, maybe acknowledge them, but don't try to overtly change anything. Think to yourself, I'm free to be exactly as I am right now. There's nothing to change. There's nothing I have to do. So also know that you're free to move to make yourself more comfortable if that's what you need to do. So now bring your attention to the places in your body that feel relatively good. They're not so tense. They're where you feel a little more at ease. This could even manifest as a sort of lack of feeling. It just feels normal. So we're so good at noticing what's wrong, it's hard to perceive what's actually going well. So let's call this noticing ease. Think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice any ease in my neck and my head. I'm free to notice any ease in my back, upper, mid, lower. I'm free to notice any ease in my shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. I'm free to notice any ease in my hips, legs, knees, ankles. I'm free to notice any ease in my feet and in my toes. I am free to notice ease. As you breathe in and out, think to yourself once again, I am free to notice ease. Now, be aware of your head resting on the books or however it's being supported. And again, remind yourself that you don't have to do anything to hold up your head right now. Your head and neck are completely at rest. Think of the muscles of your face, your forehead, cheeks, around your mouth, all just gently softening and spreading. If you notice you're clenching your teeth, let your back teeth just part slightly, tongue resting on the floor of your mouth. With your head resting on the books and your back resting on the floor, your neck is suspended in space. It has nothing to do. By lying like this in constructive rest, the muscles of your neck are able to release out and spread into length. As you breathe in and out, gently remind yourself, my neck has nothing to do right now. I'm free to be exactly as I am. Next, bring your attention to your back resting on the floor. As you think of your back, include your whole torso from the tops of your shoulders to the base of your pelvis. Your back is opening up and spreading onto the floor. Don't push or strain or try to make it happen. Simply give it time, opportunity, and this gentle invitation. Your chest is opening up and spreading into width as your shoulders gently release away from each other. You can think of the space in your hip sockets as your lower back softens and yields to the ground beneath. You can think of space throughout your whole torso in all directions. You could lightly think of the space between your left shoulder and your right hip. And of the space between your right shoulder and your left hip. Think, I'm free to be expansive and spacious throughout my whole torso. As you breathe in and out, remind yourself, There's nothing you have to do right now. You can think, I'm free to notice and accept myself just as I am. So now bring your attention to your legs and your feet. You could think of your legs as just releasing out from the torso as your torso gently releases up towards your head. If you're not using a support for your legs, just allow your knees to gently sway back and forth in the hip sockets. This gentle movement can help you let go of any unnecessary tension that's built up. You can do this at any time during constructive rest to help you let go. And when you're ready, just let your knees come back to center so they're comfortably balanced again. If you like, you can imagine that you have floodlights on the top of your knees. And you can think of these floodlights as beaming directly up to the ceiling. They're not crossing in the middle or beaming out to the side. So as the knees point up and the back and the feet rest down onto the ground, you can let your feet and back support your legs in easy balance. As you breathe in and out, you can just think of your feet resting softly onto the ground. There's nothing you have to do or no way that you have to be. You're free to be just as you are. Now, have a sense that your arms connect into your back from the little fingers running all the way up through the back of the arms and down into deep into the back. You can allow your elbows to conduct the weight of your arms to the floor. We do so much with our arms and our hands. It can be really hard to let them go. So gently remind yourself that you're not using them right now, that they're free to be completely at rest. If you do notice some gripping in your hands, you could gently invite a little width and spaciousness into your wrists and into the palms of your hands. Again, reminding yourself that you're not holding anything, you could gently invite your fingers to release and ease into length, not forcing or straining, rather inviting a letting go of what's not needed. Your arms, your hands, your fingers are free to just be. As you breathe in and out, you can remember, I don't have anything to do right now except simply be here. I'm free to be just as I am. Now let's include the breath in your awareness of your whole self. Are you holding your breath? If so, gently exhale and then notice how the breath comes back in naturally. You can tune into the flow of air going in and out through your nostrils. And then expand your awareness to notice where you sense the movement of your breath in your body. Do you notice a rise and fall in your chest or abdomen? What about your ribs? Can you sense them move with your breath? See if you can notice them moving in and out, even to the sides as you breathe. What about your back? Can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back too? The ribs play an integral role in your breathing mechanism. The rib cage takes up a large portion of your torso. The very top ribs are as high as the collarbones at the front and even a little higher than that in the back. The lowest ribs draped down at the side, only an inch or so above the top of the pelvis. The diaphragm is attached all around to the lower ribs. The lungs are housed within the rib cage, which moves with breath. So the ribs rise up and out, all the way around, front, sides, and back, as the diaphragm descends, causing the lungs to fill with air. And the out-breath occurs when the ribs drape down and the diaphragm rises back up. So to help you visualize this in yourself, I invite you to imagine that your own rib cage is an empty barrel with flexible walls and a flexible floor. Put yourself like a tiny speck of your own consciousness, so to speak, floating around inside this barrel so you can observe the movement of your breath as if from the inside. So from this vantage point, as you breathe in, you can observe the walls and floor of the barrel all gently moving away from you. And as you breathe out, you can observe the walls and floor of the barrel all gently moving back towards you. And just quietly stay with that idea for just a moment or two, just observing the breath as if from the inside. As your breath flows in, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as your breath flows out, the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back towards you. So observing the breath in this way enables you to tune into the ongoing, gentle, wave-like in and out motion of the rib cage, affecting the whole torso, front, sides, and back. You can think to yourself, my body breathes me. So now, not forgetting about your breath, but including it in your sense of your whole self, come back to noticing your contact with the surface beneath you. Maybe that's your feet resting on the floor, or your legs resting over a support, your back resting on the ground, the back of your pelvis, the back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage. In fact, you may have noticed on each in-breath that you have greater contact with the floor. You can be aware again of the contact of your arms and your elbows with the ground, and that of the back of your head resting on the books. Maybe you notice that the contact seems to have changed a little from when you began. If so, notice what that difference is, but don't do anything to try and change it. As you breathe in and out, just remind yourself, I have nothing to do right now. I'm free to be exactly as I am. So let's think again. I am free to notice ease, any ease within me or around me, in my mind and in my body. So as we come to the end of this constructive rest time, notice if the thought of getting up creates any tension in you, any sort of bracing, preparing, or maybe you feel really ready to jump up and move. So instead of trying to do anything directly about whatever came up for you, simply remind yourself that right here, right now, you still have the support of the ground beneath you. You have the space above you, behind you, in front of you, and to either side of you. And you can choose to think instead, I'm free to notice ease. So Without disturbing as much as possible the release and ease of this constructive rest time, take your time now to gently and mindfully bringing yourself to upright, allowing yourself to expand into the space around you. So if you want to move all the way up to standing or sitting, I invite you to pause for a moment right there and notice the support of the ground under your feet or your sit bones, and that you are free to be your full height. Notice again that ongoing motion of the ribs with your breathing. That's our companion as we move through life. So if you have the space and feel inclined, you could take this into just a little bit of movement and walking around for a few moments, helping integrate what we just did into being upright. And as you do that, you could think to yourself, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything extra to move. I'm free to move. I am free to notice ease. I am free. So just know that you can bring back any of these ideas or thoughts at any time to help you be more present, connected, and easeful as you go about the rest of your day.